64, clouds on the increase later. Tonight's low down to about 38. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. A great week of weather ahead. Warming trend begins tomorrow. High 67. We'll be in the low 70s on Wednesday. Low to mid 70s on Thursday and Friday. Storm free for the next few days. Chance of showers by late Friday into Saturday as the next cool front approaches the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The trial for a Montgomery police officer charged with shooting and killing an unarmed black man in 2016 begins today. Officer Aaron Smith is accused of killing Greg Gunn in his Mobile Heights neighborhood in February of 2016. The trial was moved to Ozark earlier this year. The group Texas EquiSearch is now back in Alabama to help with the search for missing teen Anaya Blanchard. Blanchard has been missing since October 24th. 29-year-old Ibrahim Yazid was arrested in Escambia County, Florida, in connection with her disappearance. And Governor Kay Ivey has named J.C. Love III as the new Montgomery County probate judge. The probate judge seat became vacant when Stephen Reed stepped down to run for and later win the Montgomery mayor's race. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, you want to get the absolute best deal on a Chevrolet? Well, you need to go to Riverside, because when it's Riverside, it's Chevy. Not only does Riverside Chevrolet give you the absolute best selection and best price, they are one of our fine sponsors in the annual holiday food drive. They have a big Blue Water Broadcasting banner up there and a big Blue Water Broadcasting barrel for you to put all your food in. Stop by non-perishable food items. They're here for the community. Riverside Chevrolet. Stop by today.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more? What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With Wow Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get Wow Business internet starting at $44.99 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Hey guys, honey season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com, WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell. Thanks for tuning in to WACV.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
I'm hot.
Little problem child by AZDC. 272 if you want to get in on the program. Anything out there we should be aware of that we haven't touched on, feel free to share with us.
I have something to share.
Oh, yes, yes. Go ahead.
We have a new probate judge in Montgomery County, as everyone knows. Stephen Reed, the former probate judge, was elected as mayor, and so he had to vacate his office, which gives the governor an appointment to fill that vacancy. Now, I have monumental criticism of Kay Ivey, not for who she appointed, but the first appointment she made to this position was from one of the defeated mayoral candidates, who's a really good guy, Ed Crowell.
Yeah.
Who's a very well-thought-of person here in Montgomery, and his wife as well, who she's worked at the Alabama House of Representatives for many, many years. I believe that Ed came in third place in the mayor's race, not enough to make the runoff. And she named Ed Crowell. And I raised the point on the show 2 weeks ago. I said, now, I understand that Kay Ivey has interviewed Ed Crowell, but now Ed Crowell is over 70.
Right.
You cannot be elected judge after you turn 70. So I said, and I raised the question on air, does that include appointments as well? Well, in their infinite wisdom in the appointments office for the governor, they recommended to her that she appoint Ed Crowell, and she did, and immediately people started crying foul. He can't serve. He can't serve. He's over 70. And as it turns out, he cannot accept the appointment. Now, how stupid is that?
Stupid.
You're not vetting people. I mean, obviously they knew he was over 70,
yeah.
But they should have asked a question and gotten an attorney general's opinion or something.
Well, it's also just, it's not the worst thing in the world, but it's an embarrassment for Ed. Like,
yeah,
he's a great guy, and
oh,
to have his
is.
Name thrown out there and then all of a sudden pulled back, oh, you're too
and
old.
And thinking it's that just, when they interview him that he has a chance to be probate judge, offering it to him,
right.
He accepts, and then, oh, sorry, Ed.
You're too old.
Our bad. You can't serve because you're... That is an embarrassment, but it really shouldn't be an embarrassment, Ed Crowell, because, you know, but...
It shouldn't be.
He interviewed and accepted the position in good faith.
Yeah.
And the governor's office looked like a bunch of damn Keystone cops that they don't even know how to appoint somebody to this position. So they realized they couldn't appoint Ed Crowell, had to rescind the offer. And then, last few days, she has appointed another defeated mayoral candidate, J.C. Love, who is an attorney, I believe, at Rushton Stakely. Who came in fourth place. He also is considered a really good guy from people I've talked to. I have never met him, but I've heard very good things about him, and I wish him well. And he is not over 70, and he, I understand, accepted the appointment, and we hope he'll do big things and keep that office running efficiently and effectively. And anyway, congratulations to J.C. Love. I think it's quite an honor to be named to that post, even if it is by a bunch of idiots in the governor's office. But anyway, we wish him well.
Yes, wish you well, J.C. I think he'll do a good job. I really liked it. For me, it was J.C. Love, I think, was my number one in that mayoral race. And unfortunately, like you said, he came in fourth. And Stephen Reed did a good job campaigning. There's a reason he's now mayor of Montgomery. I broke the news. Oh, Ed Kroll's going to be a new probate judge. Oh, wait, sorry, folks. Ed Kroll's not going to be. It's just like, come on. You'd think, to your point, Jack, people would be checking this out.
Well, this comes on the heels of another dumb appointment that her office made in picking someone to serve. Every county has three people that serve on the Board of Registrars.
Mm-hmm.
One of the appointments is made by the Ag Commissioner. One of the appointments is made by the Auditor. And the third appointment is made by the Governor. And this goes way back in time, back when the Democrats ran everything. So KIV appoints somebody, some woman in Hale County. And then they realize later, she was convicted of voter fraud years ago.
Yeah, that's the person.
That's the purpose of a registrar is to be in charge of the voter rolls. So, that's just asinine.
That's hilarious.
Wake up over there. It's almost as dumb as your road tax proposal. But anyway, I just find it just
that's
amazing.
Funny. That is amazing.
That, you just look like.
Come on, Sugar.
I know. Hey, Sugar, get it together.
Now, this is the part of the show where we have to put out some disclaimers. Number one, Jeffrey Epstein. You remember Jeffrey Epstein?
Yes.
Didn't kill himself. Number two, all hail the Chinese Communist Party and their dear, wonderful, the best leader, Winnie the Pooh. He's a hungry bear. He's a little portly, softy there, but, he likes his honey. So all hail Winnie the Pooh. And speaking of the Chinese Communist Party, only they could come up with the name of a program like this, Jack, and it's something so nefarious. Here's the name of the program. It's one of the many programs operating in China to better their society and their people as good Communist Party members. The name of the program is Pair Up and Become Family. Sounds great, right? We talk about all the time here in the United States, there's not enough family formation, not enough fraternal groups, people joining things like bowling leagues or soccer, baseball, football, whatever. So the Chinese are just trying to pair up and become family. Well, it's a little more unseemly than the title of the program would suggest. They're forcing Uyghur Muslims, I believe that's how it said, women whose husbands are being held in internment camps, those women are being forced to share beds with male Communist Party officials. The government calls it Pair Up and Become Family. It sends Communist Party and government officials, most of them men, and members of the Han ethnic majority to stay in the homes of Muslim families and to sleep in the same bed as women whose husbands have been abducted and put in internment camps. So all hail the Chinese Communist Party and Winnie the Pooh. Good God, what totalitarianism is that? That's unreal. We have to have a clear eye when it comes to China. I'm not down on the Chinese people. When you're talking about a population of a billion plus, it's bound to be diverse. Did you see how violent things got in Hong Kong over the weekend?
Yes, yes.
And I feel for the people of Hong Kong. Ever since the British handed off Hong Kong back to the Chinese, it's been tense, to say the least. And I hope the people of Hong Kong stand up for their freedom and continue to stand up because, honestly, you look at, as much as mainland China has grown more prosperous, wealthier, richer, whatever word you want to use, the biggest success story in Asia, in terms of economics, is Hong Kong, as well as in basic human rights. They're not perfect. And it's because, freedom and the sort of Judeo-Christian free markets, freedom of speech and basic liberties, these sort of things, work. They work really well for people. So I wish all the best to Hong Kong. And, I think Donald Trump sort of stumbled into it, but he is right to put people's focus on China.
China.
because that is the big geostrategic, geopolitical threat moving forward. And if we can work out a trade deal, I think they're meeting very soon here. A trade deal will be big. Though I think whether it's North Korea, China, or a lot of these outstanding foreign policy issues yet to be resolved, all these governments are waiting for who's, for instance, going to be the Democrats' nominee to be president. Well, how does the election turn out? Why would we make a deal when you may not be president in less than a year? And by the way, yes, in less than a year, we'll have an election, but the impeachment inquiry keeps going. And then more when it comes to presidential politics and news, do you see that Pete Buttigieg is popping a big number there in Iowa?
I'm telling you, Iowa doesn't mean anything. Yes, it can give you momentum, but it's a weird deal up there.
I mean, he's well-spoken. I have to give Buttigieg that. He's very well-spoken.
Yeah.
Very articulate. Yeah. And did you see what Barack Obama said over the weekend?
I did not, and I'm thankful that I didn't.
Well, I have it here.
Well, why don't we hear it?
I'm going to torture you a little bit. Not the greatest quality, but listen to what he has to say here, folks.
Even as we push the envelope and we are bold.
As we push the envelope.
Our vision.
Bold in our vision.
We also have to be rooted in reality.
Okay.
And the fact that voters, including Democratic voters and certainly persuadable independents or even moderate Republicans, are not driven by the same views that are reflected on certain, left-leaning Twitter feeds or the activist wing of our party. This is still a country that is less revolutionary than it is interested in improvement. They like seeing things improve, but the average American doesn't think that we have to completely tear down the system and remake it. And I think it's important for us not to lose sight of that.
Now, Obama made those comments Friday night. It was like a private dinner. And just to say clearly what he said, especially at the end, this is still a country that is less revolutionary than it is interested in improvement. They like seeing things improve, but the average American doesn't think that we have to completely tear down the system and remake it, and I think it's important for us not to lose sight of that.
I think he's referring to the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez people in the party.
Alexandria. Yeah, and the squad in general, like Rashida Tlaib.
Yeah, what did I call her? I don't know.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Ayanna Pressley. Elon Omar. Almost forgot about you, Elon. Hello, Elon. Hope you're listening. Everybody listens, right?
Everybody.
Even Elon Omar.
Yeah, I think what Obama is trying to say is, you know, obviously he's become more establishment since he's left office.
Which is crazy. He was so progressive and radical. Hope and change. Fundamentally transformed the country. Now he's old news.
Yeah. Now, yeah, exactly. He's like, let's not march in the streets and overthrow the government, basically. We have to be more tempered in how we do this and more rational.
Well, and he's echoing things that Nancy Pelosi has said recently. There's a reason Michael Bloomberg is probably getting into this presidential race, as well as Deval Patrick, a governor of Massachusetts. That I think the moderate sort of establishment wing of the Democrats are very, very nervous. They look at this current crop of candidates and,
well, I think they were cool until they realized that Biden's got real problems.
Well, and why do you think the people of Iowa are now tending towards Buttigieg? Because he's been putting up this moderate front.
Right.
Though I don't know how moderate he actually is. And yeah, but I'll be blunt, folks. I think Buttigieg would be better than Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren. Don't get me wrong. But there are a lot of folks really worried. But here's the thing, Barack Obama. Remember what he said, folks. This is still a country that is less revolutionary than it is interested in improvement. But that's the revolutionary idea, Barack. Mr. President, the revolutionary idea is that if you allow people their freedom, their rights, you have them remember their duties from how they're raised, then we can improve our lives slowly but surely. that in order to change the world, it doesn't mean overthrowing government authorities and installing new ones over and over and over again. Because usually the folks who are revolutionaries today become the tyrants of tomorrow. The revolution in this country is the idea of freedom. It's unique. It's still worth fighting for. And I hope the Democrats take heed of what people like Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi are saying. Actually, I don't. Run your crazies. Yeah. Let them be the voice of your party. Let's see how that works out. We'll see how that works out. We got to hit a break here, though, Jack. 272-9228, folks. 272-9228. There's a Democrat presidential debate this week.
Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah, so we've got, Wednesday, the 20th. So we've got impeachment testimony all day. On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Oh, God. Is there a door I can slam my hand? I don't want to cut myself up.
I'm going to make sure I watch that and just see these people side by side.
And then we have the presidential debate. And it's just amazing that they're stealing spotlight from their presidential candidates. But it's not amazing because this current crop is not that strong. It's almost a joke.
Almost.
But we'll be back, folks. 272-9228. More news and views after this.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
It's not just about sex.
On your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Bond Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg order, each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
same. Since you got a hold on me and you burn me, baby, burn me, my heart.
Welcome back to News and Views.
How you doing?
If it was, I know what I would do. I would tell you, I would say, let me be, let me be. If you want to love me, baby, got to give me something.
What's going on, Joey?
Oh, I'm just checking out this headline. Has the U.S. Navy created its ultimate weapon? The future of amphibious assaults lies.
We don't need to talk about that right now.
Why? Is it like... You don't want to talk about amphibious...
No, no, I don't.
Wait, is it something to do with frogs? I'm not talking about
no,
frogs.
No, it's something to do with jewelry.
Oh.
Yeah. Heirloom Jewelers.
Well, anything for true booze.
6948 Vaughn Road. Just east of Bell Road. Now, look, don't go there today. I know I'm going to entice you to want to go by there and check out their stuff, but don't go today because they're closed. This is the day that he shops around. You know, Troops, it's truly a mom-and-pop business. I went by there, and we talked a couple weeks ago. You know, he has graduated from, or trained, I guess you should say, at the GIA, the Gemological Institute of America. So he is very learned in the products that he sells. Now, he's got all kinds of things, pendants, bracelets, necklaces, rings, you name it. He's got them in those cases over there. And I looked, and they're like, they're really some beautiful stuff over there. He specializes in estate jewelry and heirloom jewelry, just like his title says. His grandparents started the business over 40 years ago, and Troop is real passionate about it. Now, they don't just sell diamonds and rings and watches and all. They buy them, too. So if you have jewelry lying around that you don't wear and you don't think you will have a use for that you might have inherited or whatever, then you're welcome to take them over there, and he'll give them a look over and give you the best price. He totally cuts out the middle guy. He is the middle guy. So what he does is make you an offer on your product, giving you the best possible price that he can.
Best in town.
Yeah.
Best in town. So you could have extra cash for Christmas.
Yes, and believe me, that's important. You can call him at 260-0066. 260-0066. Tell Troop that the folks over at News and Views sent you. They're at 6948 Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road on the corner of Watchman Circle and Vaughn Road. So make sure you go by there to have your jewelry either evaluated, or if you're looking for something to give someone for Christmas or birthday, they're the perfect place. That's Heirloom Jewelers, 6948 Vaughn Road. And you can reach them at whatever, I told you, 260-0066.
See, I made that big print so you can read it.
You really did.
Yeah. Anyway. I'm being considerate like that. Check him out, folks. Troop is a fantastic guy. Brilliant.
Yeah, he really
business
is. And
there.
He and his wife run the show over there.
Now, not to go deep into this article, it's at nationalinterest.org, one of my favorite kind of foreign policy geopolitical websites. Has the new U.S. Navy created its ultimate weapon? The key point is this. The Navy's new technology-based strategy will save many servicemen's lives. I'll just read the first paragraph. The future of amphibious attack may consist of thousands of disaggregated manned and unmanned surveillance boats, armor-carrying connectors, minesweepers, and small attack vessels operating in tandem as the Navy and Marine Corps refine a new strategic approach. So that's actually really cool. The idea would be sort of like drone technology and a mothership. So it's like a swarm on the high seas. That's really cool stuff.
Really, you like cool. All that high-tech stuff.
Yeah, huh? Do you get into like, do you get fascinated by like hardware? Like military hardware, to be more specific?
Well, I was going to say I have hardware on my left foot. Keeps me walking every day. So that's the ultimate hardware.
Yeah, as much as I consider myself a dove when it comes to foreign policy, and I'm a big proponent of peace, I'm a guy.
Peace through strength, Joey.
Exactly. I'm a guy also. So like anything that has to do with
blowing stuff up.
Yeah, I love it. And that's really cool. The new technology being brought to bear, if it can save lives and also be effective. I love it. I love it. Now, a new interview just came out recently with Steve Bannon.
And he says that in 2017, when he was still there at the White House, he was involved in an effort to remove a certain intelligence officer suspected of being the Trump whistleblower. Well, at the time, he wasn't the Trump whistleblower, but at the time, they were suspecting him.
He was probably of leaking information.
Yes. Yeah, here's the quote from Bannon. Quote, when I was in the White House, there were a number of people in the National Security Council. The named individual eventually got let go. I believe because people were suspicious, not me, but other people around him were suspicious about his leaking. And that's why he was let go.
Wonder who he was talking about.
I think he's definitely talking about Eric Ciaramella.
Oh.
I love all these pieces, by the way, where the news media is like the so-called whistleblower, or the whistleblower, they're trying to unmask him. The whistleblower's going to end up dead if Trump gets his way. And then in the comment section, people will just be putting Eric Ciaramella, Eric Ciaramella. People have changed their Twitter handles to Eric Ciaramella. Like, you can't stop the internet, folks. We live in a new day and age. Here's the thing about this anonymous whistleblower. I think it speaks to his credibility that he doesn't want to come out and at least say who he is. I want him protected. I want the best money can buy protecting this man's life. I don't think he should be fired from the CIA. I just want to know who you are. What's the story you got to tell, man?
I do want him fired from the CIA.
Oh, no, we'll get to that. I don't want him fired. I want to just... I'll make a deal. I just want your story. Tell me all about your relationship with John Brennan. Tell me all about your relationship with James Comey, with the former administration, with the NSC staff. Who'd you talk to when you heard, or who told you about this troubling call between President Trump and President Zelensky? I'd love to hear that. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Let's go, Adam Schiff.
You're a Brennan lover.
How dare you? You know, you sometimes, folks, Jack says stuff to try to get a rise out of me, and this time it's going to work.
John Brennan, what a joke.
I have in front of me, it's a long article. You can check it out on Real Clear Investigations, folks.
Is that the name of the website?
Yes, Real Clear Investigations. The headline is The Brennan Dossier, All About a Prime Mover of Russiagate. But the record shows that. It's a long, involved article. You can get more details if you like. But the record shows that, quote, contrary to the general impression that the FBI launched the Trump-Russia conspiracy probe, Brennan pushed it to the Bureau, breaking with the CIA tradition by intruding into domestic politics the 2016 presidential election. He also supplied suggestive, but ultimately false information to counterintelligence investigators and other U.S. officials. Then, leveraging his close proximity to President Obama, Brennan sounded the alarm about alleged Russian interference to the White House and was tasked with managing the U.S. intelligence community's response. While some FBI officials expressed skepticism about the Trump-Russia narrative as they hunted down the leads, Brennan stood out for insisting on its veracity. And to substantiate his claims, Brennan relied, get this, the accusation is Trump, you know, colluded with Russia.
Right.
That he's in the pocket of Putin, whatever Stephen Colbert said about him. To substantiate his claims, Brennan relied on a Kremlin informant who was later found to be a mid-level official with limited access to Putin's inner circle. So we're accusing people of Russian conspiracy and collusion by going to Russians. So, I think John Brennan is dirty, dirty, dirty.
Oh, I do too.
And I don't you dare say I love him.
Well, I don't.
Well, I don't.
I think it's more if this guy in Connecticut, what's his name, Durham?
Yeah.
If he does due diligence, there are a lot of big names, folks, that are going to be in some deep doo-doo.
As they should be.
Yes. I failed to mention a minute ago one of the congressional candidates when I said, and I'm drawing a blank. It's Troy King.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
running in the 2nd District, and I forgot to. I just forgot he was in the race, and I shouldn't because I understand he's leading in the polls right now.
Well, that makes sense. He's got a good name ID, and I like Troy.
He's from Elba, right
like
in the
Troy
middle of the district. So
Troy King's a good
and
guy.
And he carried it in the last election. He does very well in the wire graph.
Indeed. Well, we'll see how that all plays out. More news and views after this quick bottom of the hour break. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
I never learn. I keep holding on to you and you hurt me. And you hurt me so bad. I could say. I got to get away from you. Gonna lose it, gonna lose. Let me be, let me be. If you wanna love me, baby, got to give me some more. I can see everybody's little sugar daddy want to love you. Everybody's little sugar daddy got to love you, got to love you, got to love you, got to love you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Celebrate holidays on the Harriet with a fun and festive cruise on the Harriet 2. This includes holiday dinner, live entertainment, and cash bar. Cruising will be every Friday and Saturday beginning December 6th. Tickets are $48 for adults and $38 for children. Sponsored by Bama Budweiser. For more info, go to funofmontgomery.com. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. The Can-Am Holiday Blitz is here and ready to take you on the ultimate off-road ride and get you some serious savings. Whether it's early mornings on the ranch or long hours spent in the fields, the Defender's unmatched reliability is built for whatever you throw its way. And right now, it's easier than ever to bring one home. Farmers and ranchers can save big on taxes and up to $1,500 off on select 2020 Defender models. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to take advantage of this limited time offer. See Ward's Can-Am on 231 in Troy.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the river region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Capital Pawn Shop or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Capital Pawn Shop, we're putting our money on you.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice day underway again. Today will not be quite as warm as yesterday, but still mild, high around 64. Clouds on the increase later. Tonight's low down to about 38. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. A great week of weather ahead. Warming trend begins tomorrow. High 67. We'll be in the low 70s on Wednesday. Low to mid 70s on Thursday and Friday. Storm free for the next few days. Chance of showers by late Friday into Saturday as the next cool front approaches the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back, folks. News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell.
How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
You sleepy or something?
I am. You know, in this cold weather, it's like I'm in a cocoon or something. When I wake up in the morning, yeah. I'm in the fetal position with that damn dog next to me.
You should get yourself a weighted blanket. I have one. It's great.
I have one, too.
Oh, you do?
My dog. I put the blanket on. I sleep on top of the bed. I wear my boxers and a T-shirt. That's my pajamas and a pair of socks. Well, I'm 1 foot. And
I see. I
With winter, I'll wear some boxers. I like to sleep in the buff.
I put this little fuzzy blanket on top of me at night, in the winter, not in the summer. And when he's up in the bed, he's next to me, and he kind of he does weight it down where if I roll over, I can't take it with me.
Here, I'm pulling up because I'm just looking, folks, besides our sleeping patterns and arrangements. I'm pulling up because the headline, the Drudge Report really has changed, but they still have a lot of traffic. They drive a lot of news. So the headline right now on the Drudge Report is pressure builds on Trump to testify. You know, who the hell knows what the source is here? It's AP News. Pelosi invites Trump to testify as new witnesses prepare.
God, when you get a close-up of her like that, she's got more wrinkles than a Sharpay. Whoo! God, that face has outlived several bodies, I'm sure.
Well, Trump tweeted about this 3 hours ago. You want to hear directly from Donald Trump, the president?
I thought we just did. No, I mean, didn't you read it?
No,
I thought you read it. Okay.
No, this is Trump direct.
Speaker of the House, nervous Nancy Pelosi, who is petrified by her radical left knowing she will soon be gone. They and fake news media are her boss.
Boss in all caps.
Suggested on Sunday's Deface the Nation.
Again, that's in all caps as well.
Deface the Nation.
She suggested on Sunday's Deface the Nation that I testify about the phony impeachment witch hunt. She also said I could do it in writing, even though I did nothing wrong, and don't like giving credibility to this no due process hoax. I like the idea and will, in order to get Congress focused again, strongly consider it.
Well, I hope he doesn't do it, and he would give them credibility.
Right. Right.
Unless he just wants to go up there. And if he goes up there and starts calling it a witch hunt and all that, you know what's going to happen? That damn Schiff is going to gavel him to order, and it's not going to be pretty.
Isn't that where Trump, thrives?
Well, it is, but I'm afraid of how these dumbass people in this country, who may not have an opinion right now, see him going up there and doing that. They might, I just worry about that.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But I just think he thrives on this
stuff. It'll
be
great theater, there's no question.
Well, and again, folks, here's my take on impeachment. It was my take before we got into the details, is that this is only dividing the country more. It's not what impeachment should be used for at all. Impeachment should bring the country together, not divide it.
Well, I don't agree with that.
No, I think it should. Well, here's what I mean. And so you can.
I don't think it's designed to do that.
No, I think it's designed to say this action by a given president is so terrible that by addressing it, it will actually give people more faith in their institutions. So there's a reason Nixon, for instance, resigned before it even moved forward.
Well, he knew he didn't have the votes.
Right.
He certainly didn't have it in the Senate because they were the ones conducting the Watergate hearings. During that whole process.
Well, and in many ways, it did bring the country together. Not obviously. There were still Democrats and Republicans. There was still the culture war, especially back then. Everything going on. But on those issues of, messing around with a campaign, using, cover-up, essentially. The Watergate still baffles me. That it's such a different era back then. You literally broke into a campaign in some shabby hotel. Wait, was it actually shabby, or is that a nice hotel? Watergate Hotel. I'm asking.
The Watergate?
Yeah.
It's a living... I mean, people live there.
Oh, okay.
There was a Montgomery woman who used to live there.
Yeah.
By the name of, I'll tell you in a minute, Marion Oates Charles, whose father or grandfather was Governor Oates.
Right. Well, and I'll say that...
She and Nancy Reagan and Kay Graham were big buddies.
Oh.
But she lived at the Watergate.
See, you know everybody, Jack.
I'll tell you who else lives at the Watergate is that woman. I think she's died.
That woman.
She's from East Alabama. She's one of those, her name is Smith. She's one of those mill people, like West Point Pepperell people. She lived at the Watergate, I'm pretty sure. Can't think of her name, first name, but her last name's Smith. I'm pretty sure her name's Smith. Hell, it could be something else.
By that standard I just laid out, though, I think the Clinton impeachment was kind of a joke as well. Didn't bring people together. It seemed over the top, and Clinton survived it.
No, it's designed to overthrow a president, and yeah. and just by its own existence, it's going to be divisive, whether it intends to be or not.
Right. But now we're on this kick, though, echoing again the Attorney General William Barr. He spoke at the Federalist Society this weekend. Check out the whole hour speech if you're into that sort of thing, folks. It's fantastic. It is, in many cases, now the left who's suggesting, hey, we should expand the Supreme Court. Hey, we should get rid of the Electoral College. Oh, yeah, and oh, let's spend a bunch of money on things like Medicare for All. And just get rid of all student debt. You know, like, these folks are nuts. And they're often the ones breaking with constitutional norms. And honestly, I think we've been breaking with constitutional norms now for a few decades. We've just been doing it together. And by we, I mean the bureaucracy and all the establishment have just been doing it together. So everything's hunky-dory when we conspire together. But this new guy, this bull in our china shop, Donald Trump, how dare he do what he was elected to do? So we'll see where this goes. And also, the House is now investigating whether Trump lied to Mueller about WikiLeaks. This is because, I believe, of the Roger Stone convictions. We'll see, but I highly doubt there's going to be anything there as well. And, hey, by the way, it's less than a year to the next presidential election.
Well,
so why the hell are we doing
when
this?
When they impeach this guy and they go through a Senate trial, Mitch McConnell ain't going to let him go on the campaign trail. Because you are required during an impeachment in the Senate, a trial, to be present.
Yes.
Every senator.
As a juror.
As a juror.
Yeah.
And I suppose if you don't, that's probably contempt of Congress.
Well, and a lot of people, you just reminded me, have been saying, why are these Republicans holding back in these impeachment hearings right now? I think it's because they've been pushing back some. I think Jim Jordan's done a fantastic job.
Well, they know it's a foregone conclusion.
Yes.
For one.
I think they're keeping their powder dry for the Senate trial.
I think you're exactly right, Joey.
And so bring it on. It'll be fun. It'll be more interesting than...
Oh, crafty Mitch McConnell, he ain't going to let it happen.
Well, and
it takes two-thirds, which is 66 votes.
Right. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Unless they actually have Donald shooting somebody on Fifth Avenue just because I didn't like how they look.
Well, that's a possibility.
That's probably impeachable. But, like, come on. Like, we have an election. We can judge these things then as
well,
a people.
You know what someone pointed out to me over the weekend?
Hmm.
Even if Trump is convicted in the Senate and removed from office, there is not a prohibition against his running for president again. We need to look that up.
We do need to look that up. I'm not sure about that.
Because he could run. The law is that you can serve two terms and not more than 10 years, which means if the president dies and you're vice president and there's less than 2 years left in his administration, you can serve that out and run two times.
Right.
Now, there's from what I was told by someone who I think knows that he would be entitled to run for president again if they convict him.
Though, if you tune in, you really tune into the left, folks, you know what they're worried about? I don't think this guy's ever going to leave. What if we do impeach him?
Well, he's not another Roosevelt.
What if he gets the military to turn on Congress?
Oh, well, that'd be a blessing. Clear that
out. Not going to happen. Not going to happen, folks.
I have a trivia question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the speaker, and I know the answer, who was the speaker of the House during the Nixon impeachment? He was kind of nondescript.
Speaker of the House during Nixon's. Yeah. I don't know. That's long before
Carl
I was born.
Carl Albert from Oklahoma.
Hmm. Yeah, he must have been nondescript. I remember like Tip O'Neill's name the past, these sorts of names, but I don't remember that.
Well, I'd like to not remember. Well, I kind of like Tip O'Neill. He and Reagan got along fine. I would kind of not like to be reminded that Nancy Pelosi, or even Paul Ryan, for that matter, was Speaker of the House. Talk about a squandered opportunity. That was...
Oh, in the first 2 years?
Oh, what a joke.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree.
We're in the majority, and we couldn't repeal Obamacare.
Well,
I mean, he wouldn't do it.
Well, that I don't think I was right. That was all McCain. I think the House is ready to go on that run, on that one issue. But we'll see. We'll see, and let's not have sour grapes too much over the past, so there's plenty to be sour about. 272-9228. More news and views after this, our last break.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Look at your phone, tablet, or computer. What's going on in there? Hard to say, but one thing's for sure. These things bring you things. Things like news, sports, interspecies animal friendships, or, you know, whatever you're into. But to get that stuff, you'll need an internet connection. One that's really fast with no data caps. One that's just $34.99 per month. Super fast internet from WOW. A company you'll love. Sign up today at WOWWay.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Brown Tire and Automotive on Ashburton Drive for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Who's going to take you home? The cars?
Yeah.
I think all of them. Or just Rick Ocasek, who's no longer with us.
Really?
Yeah, he died recently.
That's a good song.
And a lot of people in the music world were real sad, said he was a true talent. And I just happened to see it one day, and I talked about it. This was before you and I were on by ourselves. And everybody seemed to be real sad about it. I think he was very well liked.
Yeah, yeah.
In the music industry.
Oh, yeah, I saw a write-up about him. I can't remember the band. It might have been Weezer, or it was a very, there were so many heartfelt statements. It wasn't just, oh, rest in peace. There were like people he really looked out for, up-and-coming artists and whatnot.
He touched a lot of lives in a positive way.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Give back if you have that amount of success.
You know, I never understood people that, like, in my political business that I used to be in, that didn't want their my philosophy was like, everybody that works with me, I want them to know everything I know.
Yeah,
especially the younger guys, because I'm not going to be doing this forever. And I think it, you know, share the knowledge. And sometimes, you know, I'm not always right. I wasn't always right running campaigns. But I just never understood people that thought they held it, you know, they would have hold over everybody else. That's ridiculous.
No, it's good to share the information, you know, spread the wealth of information around, so to speak, and have everybody on the same page. No, you've been very forthcoming with me, Jack, as far as I know.
Well, just because I know I'll be dead soon,
You got to tell me where the bodies, literal ones, are buried.
Right. Well, stuff. I dug some of the holes. I'll give myself.
You have any gold stowed away somewhere? That I should know about?
No.
Don't tell people yet.
No.
We'll talk about it off air.
I don't even hide money.
I just mentioned this to you off air. Republican Roy Moore, young girl, get out of my mind. Roy Moore has filed a lawsuit against people involved with a group that spent millions against him in the 2017 U.S. Senate race. He announced a defamation lawsuit last Friday. In a press statement, he said, quote, it was part of a fraudulent campaign tactics against him in 2017. The Political Action Committee called Highway 31, produced advertisements and mailers focused on accusations against Moore's sexual misconduct involving teenage girls decades ago. Moore denied the accusations. It was disclosed after the election. The PAC received money from Senate Majority PAC, which works to elect Democrats to the U.S. Senate. And they also received just shy of $1 million from Priorities USA. I wonder if that'll help Roy Moore in his Senate campaign this time around. Probably will, especially if he wins that defamation case.
Yeah, well, certainly if that happens. I don't think there's any question he liked younger girls. Now, did he like younger girls illegally? I don't know, and I don't think anybody knows. He knows, and, you know, I don't think they were ever able to, like, prove beyond a reasonable doubt that any of this stuff happened.
Right.
But I don't know. I just think the sun has set on Roy Moore, and I wish he wouldn't run again.
But he is.
Maybe he and Jeff Sessions ought to form a lobbying firm in Washington.
Oh, now that could be something.
Yeah.
Well, we got to hit our end of our show. Dan Moore show is next.
Dan is looking at me like I have seven heads.
Well, you too.
Are you calling me Medusa? Or Methuselah?
Or Hydra or whatever? News of Ease will be back bright and early tomorrow morning.
Everyone behave in the next few hours. It's a jungle out there.
Talk to you all in the morning. Bye-bye.